Warsaw kickoff team comes onto the field. Luis Munez Bermudez will put his tee down right on the X at the 40-yard line to our right. We're sitting right at the 48-yard line on the north side of the 50. We have a perfect view of the field here at Steel Stadium. Two men are deep for Mishawaka. That's Dean on the far side. And on the near side is Braylon Houston. And the ball teed up at the 40, and we are ready to go here in week number 7, the final third of the regular season about to begin. The referee, Dean, has a towel tucked in the back of his short of his pants, and the referee wiped off his pants before he blew the whistle. We are underway, and this will be a touchback as Houston had to back up into the end zone to catch it. So it'll be first down and 10 for Mishawaka at their own 20-yard line as we get the game going.
And like I said, it'll be interesting to see how that that first drive goes for Mishawaka, because like I said, you win the toss and you choose to receive. That, to me, that means you're pretty confident in how you can move the ball offensively.
Totally agree. I believe that your assessment is absolutely correct. First play from scrimmage from Mishawaka 20-yard line at the north end of Steel Stadium. They will send their two wideouts to the left. Halfbacks on either side of the formation. And now it's time to go to work. Snyder turns around and says something to O'Neill. And now steps under center. They hand off up the middle to O'Neill, and he'll dive forward for 5 yards. Nothing fancy about that. That's a simple handoff right up the middle.
We'll see that a couple more times tonight, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And again, 5 yards on that play, the way they run it, the way they block it, is not a terrible job by Warsaw. Actually, they gave him 6 yards on that, so we will too. Second down. Second down from the 26. Ball in the middle of the field. Snyder under center. Again, hands off to O'Neill up the middle. He's got a big hole. He's got a first down. He's got more than that. Across the 40, and he's tripped up from behind and gets all the way out to the Mishawaka 48-yard line. That's a 22-yard gain for Caden O'Neill right up the middle of the Tiger defense.
And that's what I was afraid of here, looking at some of their stats from earlier this year, just some of those chunk running yards. You know, he's averaging about 7 yards a pop this whole season. So far, so good for the Cavemen.
Their first down of the evening moves the ball to their 48-yard line. Snyder under center will hand off to O'Neill. He'll try the right side, and he gets away from one man and gets close to another first down. He's going to be short of the first down by a yard. Stopped by Strawn on the tackle. But right now he is off to a great start. He's got 3 carries for 37 yards.
Yeah, he just puts his head down and just goes.
The blocking is not fancy.
No.
It's head on head up front, and O'Neill just does the rest. Second down and 1. 1.5 minutes gone, opening quarter, opening drive of the football game. Snyder with a green mouthpiece waits. Now ducks under Rosenberg, takes the snap, hands off up the middle, and this will be the fullback O'Neill. Warsaw did a better job stopping the play that time, but still 2 yards for O'Neill and their second first down of this opening drive.
If that was a better job of the inside linebackers for Warsaw, kind of plugging those holes, kind of blocking those gaps for number 2 to run through, but still effective so far.
10-10 left to play, opening quarter, opening drive of the game. Mishawaka started at their own 20 after the touchback. They're at the Tiger 41-yard line. Snyder takes the snap. This time he's going to keep it. He'll run to the right, gets to the outside, to the 35, to the 30, up the near sideline. Trying to leap over a man, and a flag is going to be thrown at the 20-yard line, right where Landon Snyder tried to jump over Strawn, and let's see what the penalty is. It's a gain of 21 yards. But let's hold on and see what the flag is for. There's also a flag back here at the line of scrimmage.
I have a feeling we may see a...
I want to know what this is, because I don't know.
Well, surely you can jump.
Of course you can.
There's, should be no penalty for jumping.
No. Holding Mishawaka, and that's the only signal that is given.
Yet we have two flags.
We do. We have one thrown right at the end of the play where Snyder went out of bounds, where he tried to jump over Robbie Strong, and Robbie grabbed him and dragged him down. But apparently they've picked that flag up.
Okay.
And it's going to be a walk-off against the K-Bet. It'll be their first penalty of the contest.
So we'll pretend that play never happened.
We will pretend that play never happened. And this will move the ball back across the midfield stripe. It'll go down at the... Whoa. How many yards they marking off there?
So that's a 15-yard penalty. So I'm wondering what they actually called there.
Well, holding was the preliminary right. call.
But that's only a 10-yard penalty.
Correct.
So it's the penalty I was throwing on the sideline. Right when he jumped, the side judge threw the flag.
Okay.
We have not got a signal.
No, not on that. They're joking in the press box, illegal jumping. Which at this point, that's as good as anything else we know, and the officials continue to talk about it. They're all wearing headsets, but they're going to have to probably come together and meet to talk about it.
This is when we
now they're going to bring the official who was farthest away from the play. They're going to bring him over and talk to him about it. I don't know what he can offer.
Right.
Except where the ball was. It should be at the 49-yard line of Mishawaka. That's a 10-yard walk-off from the line of scrimmage if the penalty was, in fact, holding.
And now they have moved the ball back to the 49-yard line.
Keith Kender's starting to get a little grumpy over here on the sidelines. He wants to know, he'd like for somebody just to come over and talk to him.
Right.
And I don't blame him one bit for that. And he's not going to get anybody. Nobody's coming over to talk to the Mishawaka people.
So we'll say that's a hold.
But it is a holding
penalty.
And it's a 10-yard penalty that moves the ball back to the 49-yard line of Mishawaka. So it's first down and 20. They hand off to O'Neill up the middle, and he'll dance for the first couple of yards and then get 6 yards to the Tiger 45-yard line before Villa brings him down. That'll be a gain of 6 for the fullback, and it'll bring up second down.
Yeah, it's no secret what they're wanting to accomplish here. It's just a matter of being able to be in the right spot and being able to bring him down.
They don't sweat first and 20 either. It doesn't
no.
put them in a passing no. down. They have confidence in these two guys, Snyder and O'Neill, that they can get 20 yards in 4 plays and still run their stuff. Snyder is going to keep it, turn left, leaps over a pile, then trips and falls down at the Tiger 42-yard line. Snyder will have this run count, and it'll gain 4 yards and set up third down and long. Third down and 11 for Mishawaka, and goes without saying Warsaw's got to get off the field here.
Oh, yeah. And that was a good stop because the 2 plays ago when we had the long and got the penalty, most everybody from the Tiger defense, and rightly so, focused on number 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
8:44 left to play in the first quarter. Scoreless game so far. However, K-Ben trying to march down the field. O'Neill spinning, turning, gets across the 35-yard line. He's down to the 32-yard line, but he's short of the first down. He got 10 yards. He needed 11. It's fourth down and 1.
Well, we're seeing, we've referenced this during the Concord game. You know, it seems like somebody's playing PlayStation up here with the hit stick and
yes.
the circle. Couple great spin moves there.
Well, if you're going to just throw your shoulder right. to this kid, you're not going to get
nope.
him down. You got to grab on. Fourth and 1. Snyder taking his time, takes a long look at the Warsaw defense. Now it looks like he's changing the play. And Mishawaka is going to take timeout. Timeout, K-Ben. 7:54 left to play here in the opening quarter. No score. Fourth and 1 coming up for Mishawaka when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman and Andy Maness back here at Steel Stadium in Mishawaka. Sundown on a Friday night. Mishawaka facing fourth down and 1 at the Tiger 32-yard line with 7:54 left to play in the opening quarter. This is the opening drive of the game. K-Ben had first and 20 after a holding penalty, and now it's fourth and 1. And they run to the line of scrimmage. Warsaw stacking up some people up in the front. Snyder's going to push the pile forward. He's got the first down. Snyder got it pretty quickly. Warsaw was able to slow him down, but not before he got to the first down yardage after a gain of 2 yards. First down, Cavemen.
Yeah, and you're right. First and 20 does not faze them one bit.
Nope.
Of course, I mean, it's not ideal. But
no, not for anybody.
Right.
But for them, it's a minor setback.
Right.
And again, they didn't have to throw a pass to get any of those yards back. Clock running, 7.5 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Mishawaka on the opening drive of the game to the Tiger 30. The handoff to O'Neill to the right side, and Ty Martin is waiting for him there. And he will get 4 yards on the carry to the Tiger 26 before Martin gets into the ground. And it'll be second down.
That was a good pursuit there by Ty. Made a real good angle.
O'Neill already with 59 yards rushing, and it's still the opening drive of the game.
Not bad.
No. Borsai's yet to get their mitts on it. And Mishawaka is still over 25 yards out. And they hand off up the middle. O'Neill, he gets hit hard. Matthew Flores Ortega with a hard hit at the 25. Still yardage to the 22. And third down and 3 coming up. After the gain of 3 for the fullback for Mishawaka. O'Neill came into the game with 736 yards rushing. Third down and 3. Tigers need a negative play here.
Yep.
Snyder from the near hash mark. Hands off up the middle. And the dive over the pile. O'Neill. And O'Neill, I don't know whether he got it or not. It'll depend on the spot. He did get it. He didn't get much, but he got enough. It's a first down for Mishawaka. And they're going to put the ball at the 19. No, just inside the 20-yard line. So gain of 2 on the play for the quarterback for Mishawaka. And Mishawaka with their 4th first down of this opening drive.
It's been an impressive drive so far. And kind of what I was thinking was right. You know, they wanted the ball. They wanted to, and you were right. They wanted to be able to throw that first haymaker, and they've thrown it.
Yes, they have.
See if we can prevent it from landing it.
Snyder hands off to O'Neill. Tries the right side. Spins away from 2 defenders. Stood up. Still going up the sidelines. He'll be thrown out of bounds along the near sidelines. Martin is the one who eventually brought him down, and it'll be a gain of 2 yards to the 17. But how many Tigers had a shot at him before that? Several.
That's a lot. But, man, his spin moves are great. Unreal.
Well, and the Tigers are not trying to wrap up. They're trying to hit him and knock him down, and it's just not working. Second down and 8 from the 18. 5:10 left to play opening quarter. This is the opening drive of the game. Snyder fakes the handoff, turns upfield, ran into his own man, ran into him again, bounces to the far side, 15 to the 10. Parker Sweet's going to wrestle him out of bounds at the 8-yard line. That ends up being a gain of 10 yards for Landon Snyder, and it will be their 5th first down of this opening drive.
And that was a situation, too, where linebackers for Warsaw kind of bit too hard on number 2. There was a good fake there, and quarterback number 10 just took it out to the left-hand side.
Snyder almost got tackled twice by his own guy.
Yep.
Now the ball is on the far hash mark. White side of the field is the right side. O'Neill behind Snyder from the 8. Hand off to O'Neill up the middle. He's to the 5. Gets stood up and pushed back at the 5. Kaden, who spells his name K-A-D-Y-N, will get 3 yards. He's got 10 carries for 67 yards. It's still the opening drive of the game. 4:20 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw's yet to touch the football. Mishawaka looking back to the near sideline for the play. Play clock at 18. They have plenty of time.
Coach Curtis says 100 miles an hour. He was not lying.
No. No, and he's packing a punch at that speed.
Yep.
And up the middle, it is the quarterback Snyder on the keeper. They'll get down to the 2-yard line. Snyder gets 3 more yards. Third down and goal for Mishawaka from the 2-yard line with 3:45 left to play in the quarter. Nightfall moving into Steel Stadium. The lights are on, but they have not taken any sort of effect yet. Ball inside the left hash mark at the 2-yard line. O'Neill behind Snyder. And they hand off to O'Neill. It's Snyder on the keeper, and he dives the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Snyder goes the final 2 yards in a bludgeoning drive for Mishawaka. And the Cavemen have a 6-0 lead with 3:22 left to play here in the opening quarter.
16-play, 80-yard drive.
Mm. Wow.
That is efficient.
Very impressive.
Yep.
Now the extra point attempt for Blake Vandenberg, who is 19-for-19 on the season. The long snapper is Anderson Cannon, and Drew Ginter is the holder. High snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:22 left to play here in the opening quarter. Mishawaka 7, Warsaw coming up. With 3:22 left to play in the first, back at 60 on News Now Warsaw. Mishawaka goes 80 yards in 8 minutes and 38 seconds. And they take the lead 7-0. Now Vandenberg, who just kicked the extra point, will kick off to the Tigers. Good to see Warsaw's little number 5 back there, Tucker Reed, along with Wyatt Harmon. Vandenberg, a good touchback kind of a guy. And he'll run up, and he'll boot it down the field, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. There goes the flag. So that's a penalty against Mishawaka that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And Warsaw will start from the 35-yard line, and that certainly helps.
Absolutely, and that's good coaching. Some of you see some teams that the return man will try to get that ball before it goes out of bounds, but that's good job by our guy to let it go out of bounds. And now it'll be – I'm real interested to see how we respond, because we definitely got punched in the mouth there. And how do we respond to that haymaker landed by Mishawaka?
First down and 10 for the Tigers. And they will operate from their own 35 to start this first drive of the game. Option play up the middle, and not much room there as Brody Duncan. No, check that. Michael Schenck. That stopped right at the point of attack. Gain of 2 yards on the play. Second down. Three minutes left to play in the first quarter, and that's Warsaw's first play from scrimmage. Second down at 8. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. With Schenck behind Quentin Brock. And it's going to be Brock on the keeper, and he'll get to the 39-yard line. So give him 2 more yards. That'll set up 3rd down and 6 for Warsaw. And this is, I know this sounds weird, but this is a really important play in this football game. Warsaw needs to at least get close enough to get a first down here.
Not weird at all. You're spot on.
From just on the wrong side of the 40 from the Tigers' point of view, Brock. He'll keep it. He'll turn upfield. He's got some room. Come to the near sideline. 45-50, 45-40, 35, and stiff arms a man out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at the 38-yard line. That's a 23-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback and a first down for Warsaw.
That's what the doctor ordered right there. A nice fake, and you're right. That's one thing that we do that Mishawaka doesn't is hit the outsides and fake to that fullback, and that Mishawaka bit. And QB had a great run there.
First down, Tigers from the Mishawaka 38-yard line. This is their opening drive of the game. They're down 7-0. And Schenck up the middle. He's got a little bit of room, and he drags a man across the 35-yard line. He's down to the 32-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain for the Tiger fullback.
Before the game, my other members of this press box, especially from Mishawaka, they were wondering how many passes would we see tonight. Consensus was 4 to 5. I'm thinking less than that.
If it's 4 to 5, it's because Warsaw threw them.
Right.
Hard count there by Quentin Brock as he's going to change the play. Play clock at 10. He's got plenty of time to do that. Reed on the left, Harmon on the right. And they hand off to Schenk on the right side, and he puts his head down and gets inside the 30-yard line. And he may have a first down where they put him down at, and then a flag comes in at the very end of the play. And I was looking through that in the binoculars, and I did not see what happened there. They're going to mark him right at the 38, which should be enough for a first down. And I think what happened after the play.
I would agree.
So let's see if this ends up being a first down. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Mishawaka. Right. Well, it's going to be a first down. It's going to be a first. I didn't see what happened. And, again, I was looking through the binoculars. So something said or a little something extra happened after that.
So what I'm guessing is the whole the guy that retaliates is the guy that gets
– well, that –
it's the flag.
You and I know that. It doesn't matter what sport that
is.
Oh,
no.
Okay, I'm giving Schenk the first down.
Yes.
So I'm giving him
4 yards and a first down.
4 yards and a first down.
And this should go to the 23? No. 18.
And Mishawaka gets a 15-yard walk-off. Down to the 14-yard line. So two big penalties against Mishawaka. One did not keep them from scoring, but it was a setback. And now this 15-yarder after the first down for Warsaw gives the Tigers a first and 10 from the 14-yard line as Warsaw tries to equalize the game. Two wide outs out to the right, including Logan Carr, who made that great catch in the end zone against Plymouth last week. Schenk in the backfield. And there's the handoff up the middle to the fullback, which is Michael Schenk. And he'll get 3 yards inside the 11-yard line. I felt like Schenk was the right guy for this game, right? They have different guys that play that position that have different capabilities. And Schenk carries a little extra oomph
behind
him. I would
agree with that. Yep.
27 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. This is Warsaw's first drive of the game. They're down by 7. But they have the ball at the 11-yard line from the near hash mark. And again, it's Schenk up the middle. Oh, he tripped up as he got across the 10-yard line. He'll get 3 yards down to the 8-yard line. And that should bring us to the end of the third quarter, or the end of the first quarter. It will, with the score, Mishawaka 7 and Warsaw marching on their opening drive. We'll be back with quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.